The Science of Why Something Works, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, man's knowledge should be developed to explore the technology which deals with the difference between a living man and a dead man, a living body and a dead body. That spiritual knowledge was taught by Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was talking to Krishna as a friend. Of course, whatever he was saying was right, but it was right only to a certain point. Beyond that point, there are other subject matters of knowledge, which are called adhokshaja because our direct perception of material knowledge fails to approach them. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure.
Do you ever have an interest in learning how something works?
Which subject matter?
I guess you could take anything where there is a mechanism. How a car starts. How a computer boots up. How they get that ship in the bottle. Just kidding with that last one.
I see. I think they categorize these different interests as STEM for school-aged children.
Right. It is interesting to learn how things happen for those things which we take for granted. For instance, we know that when the meter shows a low reading, we have to fill the tank in the car with fuel. If it's hot outside, we turn on the air conditioner.
In the winter, we might plug in a space heater to warm up a room.
Starting a fire in the fireplace on a cold winter's day. There are so many mechanisms involved. I guess that is why people would take an interest, just to know how things work.
Because someone had to program everything, beforehand. If you look at the evolution of video games, for instance, the hardware kept changing. Someone is always pushing the envelope, so to speak. Instead of playing a game on an arcade set, why not bring the system to the home? Hook it up to the television.
Then you had the invention of handheld games. Fast forward to today, and you can do practically everything on your smartphone.
The engineer should get credit. There is both the mechanism and the creator of the system of delivery.
Then you have various aspects of nature. For instance, the process of planting a seed. With enough water and sunlight, under the proper atmospheric conditions, that seed turns into a plant that might produce fruits.
Like tomatoes, apples, almonds, oranges, coconuts, and so much more.
It is magic, if you think about it.
But it's not. In the same way that you had the engineer involved in the making of the vehicle, so there must be someone responsible for the mechanisms of nature.
Is that where spiritual life fills the gaps in knowledge?
There is a reason His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada refers to it as the science of self-realization.
Because there is more involved than just faith.
It is science at the most basic level. You have the plant turning sunlight into energy, but what is the difference between a living plant and a dead one?
I guess the living plant keeps growing. It keeps using sunlight and water to maintain an existence. The dead one cannot.
Okay, but why is the one plant alive and the other one dead?
Because that's how life goes. You take birth, you stay for some time, then you leave.
For the time in between, for the period of vitality, there must be some force responsible for the difference in state.
Are you referring to the soul?
That is the science of self-realization. It is learning why life works. Not just the plant. Not just the bird. Not just the elephant. Every living being. There is distinction between alive and dead. No one can deny that.
Except the cause of death is not always the same.
Never mind the exact cause, for the time being. The same body might be there. All the parts. The functional spec is complete. Nothing is missing. The lead QA engineer has given their sign off. Except the car won't start, so to speak.
Because the living force has left.
And so that is what something like Bhagavad Gita teaches. In this way, it is well beyond the platform of blind faith and dogmatic insistence. It is first learning how something works, at the most basic level.
The presence of spirit, that is what determines existence.
In the singular instance, except that spirit never stops being spirit. It merely moves on to another place. It is like taking off clothes and putting on a new set.
Vasasi jivnani yatha vihai. Navani grihnati naruparani. Tatha sharirani vihai jivnani. Anyani sanyati navani dehi. Quote, as a person puts on new garments, giving up old ones. Similarly, the soul accepts new material bodies, giving up the old and useless ones. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.22.
Why should a person study this science? Beyond satisfying curiosity, is there something tangible to be gained?
There is everything to be gained. This is the real technology to become familiar with, as the fundamentals never change. If you know how life itself works, you will learn how to properly move within that life. You will be free from doubt in your march towards liberation. In closing, high degree to earn. When first interested to learn, vehicle put together how. Stopped then starting now. Or science behind plant knowing. From sunlight and water growing. Gita for knowledge and fundamental core. Vital information everyone for.